The Health Research Board has said a record number of people were treated for drug problems last year. 13,300 people were treated in 2024. That's an increase of almost 200 on the previous year. The most abused drug was alcohol, followed by cocaine. Let's speak to Dr. Susie Lyons, who's senior researcher at the Health Research Board. She joins us now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Can I ask you, first of all, how do you compile these figures? Where do they come from?
So the role of the Health Research Board is to collect and report on drug treatment data in order to provide evidence for service planning and policy makers. And just to clarify, today we've published our 2024 drug treatment data. It doesn't include alcohol. It looks at drugs other than alcohol.
As you say, alcohol is an issue, but you're looking at other drugs. You're seeing a continuing rise in the number of people seeking help for cocaine addiction. Will you tell us about that?
So, yes, we're seeing a significant year-on-year rise in the number of cases who are seeking treatment for problem cocaine use. It's the most common drug treated. 2 in every 5 cases were treated for cocaine, followed by opioids, mainly heroin. But the significant increase in cocaine, it is related to a number of factors. So there's been a significant investment in cocaine-specific treatment by the Department of Health and the HSC over the past number of years.
Right. So is it easier now to get treatment for cocaine addiction than it might have been 3 or 4 years ago?
So indeed, so there is treatment available and people are presenting for it. Now, that is good news. It's good news that people are looking for treatment for their problem cocaine use, but the increase in cases is also likely to affect the widespread prevalence of cocaine use in the general population.
And is cocaine, is it more of an issue for younger people? Is that what you're finding, or what are you seeing?
So we're seeing some quite strong age trends in the data. So for cases aged under 19 years, cannabis is the main problem. For cases aged over 45 years, opioids, mainly heroin, is the most common drug reported. But for cases aged 20 to 44, cocaine is now the most common problem. Again, most likely indicating the wider prevalence of cocaine use in the population. The other, I suppose, shift that we're seeing, which is also driving the increase in numbers, is that we're seeing the number of cocaine cases who have to return for treatment increasing. And now this is, again, it's specifically driving the increase in numbers of cocaine treatment. So to put that into context, in 2017, 1 in 10 cases returning to treatment reported cocaine as a main problem. And now in 2024, this has increased to almost 4 in 10. So what we're seeing is people for who their cocaine use has become more chronic and they need repeated episodes of treatment. But of course, it is good that they're returning for treatment and there is treatment available for them to avail of.
Dr. Susie Lyons of the Health Research Board, thank you for being with us this afternoon.